Video: Man dragged to death in Los Angeles area carjacking identified, beyond sad. By Amy Furr on October 17, 2022. The victim of a deadly carjacking in Inglewood, California, was identified Friday as a 63-year-old man from La Habra. Officials with the Los Angeles County Coroner's Office identified the man who died Thursday as Larry Walker, whose SUV was allegedly carjacked by a suspect wanted by police regarding a previous robbery and murder, NBC Los Angeles reported Saturday. During the recent incident, the victim became tangled up in his seatbelt and was dragged for over 2 miles, according to law enforcement. On Saturday, City of La Habra Mayor Jose Medrano shared a photo of Walker and asked citizens to pray for his family and all victims of crime. Family members told NBC Walker had lived in California for over 40 years and worked with people who have special needs. The report continued. The deadly chain of events began as police were conducting a surveillance operation on the robbery-murder suspect in the 5900 block of 7th Avenue. Detectives watched the man get into the passenger side of a vehicle and leave the area. A short pursuit began after officers tried to get the driver to pull over, police said. The brief chase ended in a crash at Florence and Haas Avenues in Inglewood. Police explained the murder suspect exited from the car's passenger side, carjacked another vehicle, then drove away while dragging the victim for over 2 miles until he was dislodged. The driver eventually crashed near East Florence Avenue and North Prairie Avenue and flipped the SUV. The suspect refused to get out, which led to a standoff, but he surrendered a few hours later. Video footage showed police speaking to the suspect at the crash site, and a neighbor recalled the disturbing incident, noting it was beyond sad. Per the NBC report, the suspect was wanted in a killing during the robbery of a Reseda area jewelry store. Joshua Renault, 31, was expected to be booked on suspicion of murder after he was treated for a severe facial injury he sustained during the pursuits and wrecks. A mid-year survey found violent crime in cities across President Joe Biden's D. America grew by more than 4% during the first 6 months of this year, according to Breitbart News. In addition, violent crime is emerging as a major deciding issue in the upcoming midterm elections.